This is a guided meditation designed to help you overcome some of the feelings of perfection and to really relax in the present moment. So don't listen to this meditation while driving or doing anything else that requires your attention, because this meditation will require your full attention. Find a comfortable place to sit or recline. You can keep your eyes open or you can gently close them, and that can help you relax a little bit deeper. There will be a bell at the beginning to signal the start of the meditation and a bell at the end to finish it. You can begin just by beginning to relax your body. Maybe you can scan your body briefly, starting at the top of your head, and just mentally making your way down your body. And if you notice any tension, you can just start that process of relaxing it. You don't have to relax it all the way just yet, just sort of get the process started. Become a little bit more comfortable wherever you are. And begin to breathe a little bit easier. Now, there's many different ideas in this meditation. And as you relax deeper, you can find that your mind kind of bounces around from one idea to the next, and it's even okay to examine some of these ideas. Some of the music in the background will actually help you move towards a more meditative state, which can actually help you contemplate some of these things a little bit deeper than you normally would. Now, you might not agree with everything that I say, but you'll find that as you examine the different concepts, you'll get closer and closer to your own truth, something that really works for you and makes sense for you. So as you continue to breathe easier, just relaxing a little bit more, you can bring to the forefront of your mind the idea of perfection. Maybe even ask yourself if you consider yourself a perfectionist. And if so, you've found the right meditation for you. Now, many people say that life is like a journey. But how do you do a journey perfectly? How do you complete a journey with no mistakes, absolutely perfectly? But what might be a better question is, would a perfect journey even be fun? Is that even an adventure? You probably already realize that some of the things that make an adventure entertaining and fun to go through or to experience vicariously is because of some of the mistakes that happen. Those mistakes, those errors, those are really opportunities for growth. Think about one of your favorite stories or movies. One of mine is probably Lord of the Rings. And in that book and movie, the different characters have many different adventures and things don't go smoothly. But if everything did go absolutely perfectly, that book probably wouldn't be very interesting. Now, what if you viewed your life like that? What if the past year was a journey or an adventure for you? Are there different ways that you've grown because of some of the mistakes or random events that have happened that at the time might have seemed like bad luck or errors? But maybe by looking back on them now, you see that maybe there's some good that happened there. Or maybe you grew in some way because of those circumstances. You might be thinking to yourself, okay, Ben, I understand that life is a journey and that sometimes events happen that can make that journey more interesting, of course. But XYZ project is not a journey. It's something I'm being judged on, something I'm being paid to do, or someone that has asked me to do that. And I don't want any mistakes in that project. I want that project to go perfectly. Because I'm being judged on it. That's a very perfectly valid question. But think of the last time you saw an apple pie, or any sort of pie that you really enjoy. Now, what if instead of seeing that apple pie with its crusty exterior and the steam rising from it, what if instead it was completely perfect and it was all one color, almost like it had been spray painted? The shape, it was perfectly round. The texture was just one uniform texture the whole way through. It was completely perfect. Now, I don't know about you, but that pie sounds kind of dull, sounds kind of robotic almost. Because you probably realize the thing that makes a pie appetizing is that there are some imperfections. There are some golden brown parts, some lighter parts, maybe some cracks in the crust where the steam rises out. When you take a bite, there's bites of sweetness, there's different textures there. Some of them are crunchy, some of them are soft. There are tastes that are sweet or tart. It's in the imperfections that make that thing beautiful. The same could be said for a lion's mane. If you think of a majestic lion with its beautiful kind of puffy mane, what if that mane, instead of being kind of curly and wild, what if instead it was perfectly straight and perfectly trimmed and uniform all the way around? Perfect. Would that be as beautiful? Or is it the fact that it is a little bit wild? It is a little bit imperfect. There are some mistakes in it. Is that what makes it beautiful? It is in the imperfections in art, in projects, in people that we fondly remember. Think about someone you really care about, someone you really love. And consider what you love about them the most. Chances are the reason that you really love that person is not the fact that maybe they got a 4.0 GPA. You probably don't love them because they have perfectly toned arms. No, it's most likely the small imperfections that you recall to your mind. Maybe the way they snort when they laugh, or they have a particular way of doing one thing. It's those imperfections, those are the things we really remember, not the fact that they did some project perfectly once. And your imperfections are why people love you as well. In my meditations, I like to give a takeaway that you can apply to your life. In this one, you can notice where you're motivated. Maybe in the past, you were motivated to do things perfectly. But what if you shifted that motivation? What if instead of focusing on perfection, you focused instead on progress? Focusing on progress, not perfection. This is something that you can concentrate on, meditate on for a little bit. Just allow that phrase to roll around in your mind and connect with it. Progress, not perfection. See if there's a truth in there for you. You can allow that phrase to pop up into your mind throughout the next day or two. Maybe it can be something you remind yourself of if you think it's a helpful idea for you. And I wanted to draw your attention to something before I end this meditation. The fact that there were imperfections in this meditation. There were times where I stumbled over my words. Times where maybe I didn't say things in the way I meant to, or I could have said them better if I would have practiced 100 times. But notice if you got something out of this meditation, despite the imperfections. Or maybe, just maybe, this meditation was better because there were imperfections in it. Maybe the fact that I did stumble allowed you to get a sense of authenticity that you wouldn't have gotten if a simple robot was reading something in a very monotone voice. that bell signals the end of the meditation. You can continue to contemplate these concepts, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.